It means there were different in Yonim by the Shiva Shemei Amuluim, which are not Ma'akev B'chol HaTayra Kula. One Amayra says one Inyan, another says another Inyan. There's no Machloikis, and that'll be enough to be between Rabbi Yochanan and Rab Chanina if by the Shiva Shemei Amuluim it was Ma'akev. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Smicha Ike Benayim. The Navkamin will be if the smichet which was needed on the Kabonis in the Shivish Mein Beluim, if that was Ma'akiv. Leman the Omar Kol Hakosov Behem Ma'akiv Behem. According to Man the Omar that holds, whatever is written in by the Shivish Mein Beluim was Ma'akiv. Smicha Ma'akiv. So the smiche was also Ma'akiv. Man da Omar Dovor Shain Ma'akev Ladeiris Ain Ma'akev Behem. But according to the Man the Omar, that a Pu'ula that is not Ma'akev Ladeiris was not Ma'akev by the Shivish Mandaluyan, the Smicha Loi Ma'akev. So the Smicha then would not have been Ma'akev. Zik the Gemara Uladeiris Menolon the Loi Ma'akev. How do we know that Smicha is not Ma'akev Ladeiris? We learned in Abaraisa, Vesomach, the Nirza Lachata. It says, Vesomach, and after the Smicha, the Nirza Lachata. Vechi Smicha Mechapere, so the Abaraisa asks, the Smicha Mechapere, Oloi Ein Kapore Elo Bedam, Shenema Ki Adam Hu Benefesh Yechapere, that the Dam is Mechapere, that's the Mechapere, the Zrikas Adam. Uma Talmud Loimar Vesomach Venirze, that with the Smicha it's Nirze Lachaper, Shim Aso the Smicha Shiyore Mitzvah, if he was misnaig with the Smicha, like it's not an Iker Mitzvah, it's not a Choshev Mitzvah. And therefore, since it's not Choshev, he didn't make the Smicha. Shimasol esmiche shiyorei mitzvah, and that's how he was marich the smiche, he wasn't marshiv the smiche, and therefore he didn't make the smiche, is mala olav akosov keilu loikiper, so the teire rechens keilu loikiper, above the keeper, and emerson he was mechata. Now let us see Rashi exactly what does this mean. So Rashi says, Dovo she'ein ma'akiv behem ledeiris, l'kamei meforish lo. Shiyorei mitzvah, kloima, she'loi chosh lachshev oiso mitzvah, he wasn't machshevet for a mitzvah, v'loi somach, that means the mitzvah sasmich, he wasn't machshevet. Ki'ilu loi kiper min hamufcho. So it is not considered ki'ilu there was a kapor min hamufcho. But the keeper, so what does that mean? Kedamrinim bezvochim, keeper legavre, the gavre became the skaper, that means that he doesn't have to bring a new coat. The iker kapora bedom, the iker kapora is with the zrikas adam, there was a zrikas adam, yos meche, nish meche, he became the skaper, he does not bring a new coat. Avo, loy keeper kemi, as Nachmeshim Nefesh says, Loi kiper kimi shemekayim mitzvahs koinoi min hamufcho. We don't say that it's considered a kapore that he was mekayim mitzvahs koinoi min hamufcho. No, he wasn't mekayim mitzvahs koinoi min hamufcho. That's the loi kiper, the loi kiper. But the eved, the kolben is oila loi, he doesn't have to bring a new kolb. So al kolponim, so this will be an afkamina if the smicha in the Shiva Shemei Meluim, the smicha which was needed from Aaron, if that was, that would have been ma'akev. Because b'cholot erkula, it's not ma'akev. Zog the Gemara weiter, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, tenufa ike binayu. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, there's another afkamina. If the tnufe, which was existent by the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, if it was Ma'akev. L'man doma kolakosu be Ma'akev mehen. מעקבם. ומאן דאמר דבר שאין מעקב לדורש, אין מעקב בהם, לא מעקב. סדן בודנה בן מעקב נשיב שמי המילואים. ולדורש מנולון דלא מעקב. How do we know that תנוף is not מעקב לדורש? The Sanya, it says in the Pasuk, L'snufa l'chaper. V'chi t'nufa m'chaperes, v'lei en kapora ele b'dom, sh'nema ki adomu b'nefesh y'chaper. O'mat amad loima l'tnufa l'chaper, sh'imaso l'tnufa sh'yorei mitzvim. If he was machshiv the t'nufa, like a sh'yorei mitzvah, he wasn't machshiv it like it's a real mitzvah. It's only a toffel tamitz, and therefore he didn't do it. Malol avakoso, kilu lo kiper vekiper. So he doesn't have the lemaisa doesn't have to bring another kolben, but lemaisa it was like kiyem mitzvahs kaina mina mufcha. That's a second nafkamina between the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Rav Papa Oma. Prishas Shiva Ikabinayu. Nafkemina will be the Prisha of the Prisha Shiva, the Shiva's Yomim that Aaron Bonov needed before the Yom Shmini Lemiluyim. Was that Ma'akev, the Avoida of Yom Shmini? Mandi Yomakolokosu ben Ma'akev behen Ma'akev, so be Ma'akev. The man da omar dovo she ene ma'akev le deiris ene ma'akev behem loy ma'akve o le deiris minolon de loy ma'akve. How do we know that mitzvah's prish is not ma'akev? The Gemara says that we have a raya from our Mishnah. Midiko toni maskinin. It says by the koin, by that there were mazmin a second koin. But like Tony Mafrishin. So we see from our Mishnah that mitzvah's prisha is not ma'akev. So that'll be the nafkamina if lemaisa, if it was ma'akev by the Shiva Shimei Meluim. Zogt Rashi v'loik Tony Mafrishin. Ba'af al pi sheloi hufrash, even though if this guy was not hufrash, im yeyore psul berishin, Yavei zeh ha-sheini. So vayisto is the sheini. It can do the avoidish. Ma'amino prishe loy ma'akva avoidish. So we see from our Mishnah that the prishe is not ma'akev the avoidish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ravina oma. Ribui shive. Umishicha shiva ika binayu. That by the Shiva Shimei Meluyim, or we'll see later, by whenever a Kayin Godel was Nischanach to Tavidus Kuna Gdoila, so it was necessary, there should be, we'll see Lechatchila, that's for sure, Ribui Shiva, that he should be Nisrabe Beribui Begodim, that means for 7 days he has to wear 7 days Ritzufim, he has to wear the Shmeini Begodim of a Kohen Gadol, Umeshich HaShiva, and for 7 days, he has to, there were Moshechem 7 days. Ezeka Binayu, so the Ribui Begodim, the Levishas Shmeinis Begodim, the first 7 days, or the Meshich HaShiva, is totally, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina, if this was Ma'akev by Shiva Shimei Milui. Lamando makolakosu ben ma'akev behen ma'akve. So it is ma'akev. Lamando omar dovo she'ein ma'akev l'deiris ein ma'akev behen loy ma'akve. Zik de gemore u l'deiris menolom de loy ma'akve. How do we know that l'deiris we do not need the d'eved? That in order for the Nukain Godel to become the Schanach Lavoida, that means even though there wasn't Shiva's Yomim of Ribui Begodim and Shiva's Yom of Mashiach, how do we know that he still becomes a Kain Godel? The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa,
V'chiper ha-koin, now this is speaking about the Kohen Gadol, the Yom HaKippurim, and the Pasuk says, how did he become a Kohen? Asher yimshach ha-isai. It made a Meshicha, so it made a Meshicha, v'ayistach ha-isai, full of one Meshicha, not a Meshicha Shiva. V'asher yimalei es yodai, yimalei es yodai means that he put on ribui begodim, l'kayin tachasotim. So this Baraisa says already that one Meshicha and one Ribbei Begodim is sufficient. So the Baraisa explains what is the Chiddush of this Pasuk. Ma Talmud Loima, Lefi Shenema, because it says by the, it says in Shemaish, Shivas Yomim Yilbosham Hakoyin Tachtav Mibono. There it says by the Bnei Aaron Hakoyin that there's an Tzairich of Levisha Shivas Yomim. Eili Elon Israbo Shiva V'Nimshach Shiva. The Nimshach Shiva we'll see in Tosfos and Rashi. The Gemara, but you'll be Ma'ira this already. Where do we see Nimshach Shiva? But let's learn the Baraisa. The Baraisa says the reason I have to learn out from this pasuk that Meshiches Yom Echad, Meshiches Shoachas, or Ribi Begodim of Yom Echad helps, because there's a different pasuk. The pasuk says Shiva Shamim Yilboshim Hakoyim Tachtav Mibonot. So I would think he only becomes a Kohen Gadol if 7 days Ritzufim passed and there was Levishus Big Dekuna Gdaila. V'nimshach Shiva. And there was 7 days Meshicha. Shemana Mishcha. Nisraba Shiva v'nimshach Yom Echad. But how do I know? Does nischa b'shiva v'nimshach yom echad, or nischa b'yom echad v'nimshach shiva minayin? Talmud loymer, asher yimshach ha'isoy, so vayistos, one meshicha is enough, v'asher malei es yodai, and vayistos, one levisha of ribui begodim is enough. So the Rishash is ma'ira, that b'emesim from this drosha, not only, the b'raisa says, nimshach shiva, ribu yom echad, or ribu shiva v'nimshach yom echad. L'chayre, from this pasuk we could learn nimshach yom echad nischa b'yom echad. Ein echanami. That's what the Rishash says. Ein echanami. Loshna Baraisa is that one was Shiva and one was Yom Echad, but who had the intake? If both were Yom Echad, that's also sufficient. So we see that Al Kaponim, that Ribi Begodim, and Meshiche is, Ribi Begodim and Meshiche is not Ma'ak. We don't need a Ribi Begodim of Shiva Shomim and a Meshiche of Shiva Shomim. Frekte Gemore, Ashkechen ribui shiva lechatchila. I see that you need lechatchila ribui shiva because the shiva shiomim yilboshem akoyim tachto mibono. Abo meshichash shiva lechatchila minola. How do you know bechlal that you need meshichash shiva lechatchila? I bring a meal taste is that b'diyeved it's good. How do you know lechatchila you need Meshicha Shiva? And for the Gemara, Iboyis Aimim b'de itzterech kro lemiyuta. If you need a posik to tell me that one day is sufficient, that's this posik v'chipa koina sheyim shechoisoi. So if I need a posik to tell me that one day is sufficient, so vayis tachois without this posik, I would think you need more than one day. And the pasuk is telling me one day is sufficient. Biboy yisayim, the omakro, It's taka, not from the ribui of Yemecha that I learn out al chatchili in yitshiva shomim. Boy yisayma da omakro, ovigdei akoydish ashella aron yu labon of achov, lemoshcha bem, lemali bem es yoda. So here the Gemara learns that lemoshcha is a loshen of Mashiche. Rashi in Chumash says lemoshcha is a loshen gedula, liskada, lesrora. But here the Gemara seems to learn that Lamosha is a Loshem Meshicha. Is Iskash Meshicha L'Riboy. So now we have a Hekish Meshicha L'Riboy. Ma Riboy Shive Af Meshicha Shive. So Memele, so I have here a Limud already that you need Meshicha Shive. So now the Pasuk is telling us that L'Chatchila, but the Yevet, it is sufficient Meshicha Shachas. Zogt Rashi, Ribu Yeshive, Sheyeshamesh, Kain Godol, Shive Yomim Ritzufim, Shememanem Oisoi, Bekohuna Gedoilo. Viyulbash Shmoine Begodim, Beshas Aboide, Veribu Yloshen Marbe. Merube begodim, shuhu mishamish b'shmoine, v'hedyet ba'arbo. Now, this is a mechudish to Kerashi, ha'achroinim d'rishash, to see if Yitzhak, the Gvur Sari, speak about this Rashi. Rashi says that the din of ribui shiva is that he should do the avoide shivas yomim retzufin with big dekune, shishamish kain godo, Shiva yomim retzufim, v'yulba shmoyne begodim b'shas havoide. Now, by Arana Koyin Gufe, that's with that, here we have a tubot, yom market, nish market, with Eiris etna market. By Arana Koyin Gufe, the ribi begodim of Aaron was not a ribi begodim of Shimush b'avoide. He didn't do any avoide. He put them on, because Amoshe, we had before the old avoides that were done in the Shiva Shemei Meluim was Aide Moshe Rabbeinu Becholak Lovo. There was no avoides kohune. This was the first avoide was done by Aaron HaKoyin Yom HaShmini. Till then, no avoide was done. So where did Rashi get that the inyan of ribui shiva is that it has to be, he has to do avoide shivas yomim bebigdei kuhuna gedoila. Mishicha shiva, sheyitnu shemen hamishcha alvoyshe ben rise einov, zayin yomim ritzuf. Kol hakosuv behem, so it says zayin yomim yimalei, V'chol milu yodayim ha'omor shom, levishes begodimu. That means levishes begodimu. Shenema bigdei ha'kodesh, asher la'aren yu lebon av achav lemoshcha behem, lemali is yodam, slightly that's, or meshicha nami kol shiva, midi iskish meshicha l'ribuy. That's, Rashi brings down the second mahalach in the Gemara, that you need meshicha shiva, that's the Hekish. That's according to the Man de Yoma. He says, we're saying why by the Shivish Me'emulim, it's Ma'akev. So where does it say that you need Bechlal, Meshichesh, Shivish Me'emulim? So Rashi says, that's the Hekish. The Kippur HaKoyin HaShimshach Oysoi, Gabi Yema Kippurim Ba'achei Moisksiv. Ma Talmud Loima, Im lalamit shiti avoide b'chayin godu, v'loi kol aparshe ba'aren emro, b'zoi shavi aren, v'nos n'aren, v'ikribaren, bo aren. So why is it coming to, so why does it tell us ashe yimshach? V'fish nema b'parshe ba'ata t'tzav, shivi shami yulbo, shema koim tachta mibono, oi metachas aren b'kul negdoilo, shiyovi b'yemi kipurma lo yomoid l'shoris b'kaidish, so there it says Shiva Shomim, some Mela, so the Peter Pasha is telling us that with one Mila Yadayim, with one Levisha, and with one Mashiach, it's also sufficient. Hey, Liel, or Shie, Kosh, Alovi, Almoyed, Biyamaki, Purim, Almish, and Israbe, Shiva. ונמשך שיבה כשנסמן, וכמה בו משיך השיבה, איך הקסיבה. Where does it say בכלל that you should need משיך השיבה? אפילו שעחס לא יגרסינו. Let's learn a little further before we see Tosfos. My time demanda oma kol akosu ben ma'akev. And we hear a machlokes chabchanina Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish hold that kol akosu ben ma'akev. How do you know that kol akosu ben is ma'akev? Oma Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bisna oma kro. Vosiso la'aroin ulevonov kocho. So all these things were done la'aroin ulevonov. Is koche ikuvo. So koche is vices, it's ma'akev. Fregte gemore, tina kol milse diksuve bahai inyonem. Li inyonem, which are written in Shemois, which there the Torah says, what should be done, ta'arein the shivishimei hameluyim. So there it says, v'sisa la'arein ulevonov kocho. So memeila, so we learn out that the kocho is le'ikuvah. Abo milse de le'ksive b'hai inyone, but there are some inyonim which are not written in the tzivui. When the Torah was metaver, what should be done b'shibishimei hameluyim, there they weren't written these inyonim. No, later, when the Pasuk speaks about, in Parshas Tzav, when the Pasuk speaks about the Seder of the shibishimei hameluyim, so there the Torah says certain anhogas which happened, which weren't even mentioned before. So how do you know that, we're going to explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold that kol akosu ben ma'akev. So there are things which are written b'shas tzivui. Now, so these inyonim we have a pasuk v'sisa la'arno bon of kocha. So kocha is li'kuvet. But how do you know the other inyonim which are not written in Shemois b'shas tzivui, but is written late in Parshas Tzav? So how do you know that these inyonim are also ma'akev? We'll see Klon Rashi what we're speaking about. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Yalef Pesach Pesach. We have a Gzeirah Shoveh Pesach Pesach. There's one Pesach that's written B'Shas Asiyah. There's one Pesach that's written B'Shas Tzivui, and we learn out that just like that which was written b'shas tzivui is ma'akev, because it says kocho. So the anhogis which were done b'shas, the asiyah are also ma'akev. Let us see Rashi. Milse d'chsive b'hai inyone, b'parshes tzavo d'miluyim, shenema b'va'ata t'tzava. So there it says kocho. So there it says that these things are ma'akev. But how do you know milse d'loiksiv, בפרשס המילואים, וזה הדובר אשר תעשה, לכסיב, it doesn't say, שייתן על החוישן פורים ותומים שהלבישו. There it doesn't say that you should put the אורים ותומים into the חוישן. אבל בפרשס צב אס ארון, שנמרו שום עשייס המילואים, there it says, ויסיס דוח כפירת כבורם דמייס המילואים, Ksiv ayosam olav es ha-choyshen, va-yitein el ha-choyshen es ha-urim ves ha-tumim. So, Mamela, how do you know that, we're talking about according to the man, the Omar, that kol ha-kosu ben ma'akev, how do you know that the urim ve-tumim is also ma'akev? So that's what we're going to have a gzeir shav ha-pesach-pesach. Me'im toimer, fact Rashi, why do you have to say that you need a new limud for the nesinus urim betumim. Ba'av ba'at v'tetavenem of nesata al choishin hamishpot es urim v'satumim. So Rashi says, ein zum mi parshas hamilum. That's what it says in the beginning of tetave. When the pasuk speaks about the big day kuhunim, the dasi is big day kuhunim, so there the Torah says that
Ein zu mi parshas hamiluyim, that is not a parshas hamiluyim, the seder, what has to be done in the shivishim hamiluyim, el asiyas begodim. This is speaking about asiyas begodim. Ve'inyon eleksiv koche leikuve. It doesn't say a koche. The only koche it says is b'shas tzivui. And b'shas tzivui doesn't mention at all the simis urim v'tumim in the chosh. So the Gemara says, so how do we know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Urim V'tumim is also market? The Gemara says, it says, Pesach, Pesach. B'tzavo k'siv, by the tzavo and the shiv yishimei miluim, k'siv al Pesach ayol moed yiseicha. There's an extra Pesach ayol moed. Seems we want to make it a mufne. V'chein ba'asiyah, and by the siyah it also says, an extra Pesach ayol moed. Bitzavoksiv takriv el pesach oil moyet. The ochal arnovonov es besacha ail vesalechem asher basol pesach oil moyet. It's the next to pesach oil moyet. Vechain basie veskalade kilo pesach oil moyet bishlo asabos a pesach oil moyet. So we see that, so there's a nibrike pesach oil moyet. We learn out exer shove pesach pesach. There's a kasha that the Gvuras Ari asks. It comes out according to Rashi that the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that we had a machloikis according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanine, if kol hakosuv behem akiv behem. So it seems our Gemara is saying that's kol hakosuv behem in Parshas Tetzaveh, which we have a kocha. How do you know the Kosov Behem? How do you know the Kosov Behem in Parshas Tzav is also Makkah? That's Mamela. So, but let's boil it down. So what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is, so how do you know that the Nesinis Urim V'tumim and the Chayshin Mishpat was also Ma'akev? So Gemara says, because it's a Gzeira Shovim. That's a Rashi learns Pshat. Frek, the Dvuras Ari, Dav Heyom et Aleph, the Gemara was telling us nafkeminis between the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina was this ma'ake, was smicha ma'ake, was tnufa ma'ake, was the shiva, the ribi begodim ma'ake. That was the sugya on Dav Heyom et Aleph. Now, we're finished with that sugya. Now, the Gemara just says, according to the Mandyab, that was Ma'akev, where's the drosha? We found the drosha. Kocha. But the kocha doesn't include everything. So we have another, we have a Xerah Shove, Pesach, Pesach. But in the Ma'ibinayu, it seems we're finished. All the Nafkaminas are finished already. Frek, the Gemara Sari, L'chayra, there's another. Why didn't the Gemara say there's a Nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, if Nesinis Urim V'tumim was Ma'akev. If it was Ma'akev, that means it's not Ma'akev L'doiris. By the Ba'i Yesheni, L'chayra, they didn't have the Urim V'tumim. So, the Shaila is, was it Ma'akev for the Shiva Shemei Meluim? So why didn't the Gemara bring down, this is one of the nafkaminas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, if the Nesinis Urim V'tumim was Ma'akev, v'shiv yishimei emeluim. That's the Gemara Saris Kash. And with this he wants to bring a raya, there's a machlokes harishonim, is the Nesinis Urim V'tumim Ma'akev l'doiris. Other Rishonim loim pshat that the Urim V'tumim has no shaychus at all with Big Day Kohune. Urim V'tumim is God Amir the Kedrosh Saran. Kedrosh Saran explains, says pshat na medrash. The medrash says that Leiv Shesomach B'gdulas Ochiv Yulbash Urim V'tumim Aliboy. And the Medrash means that when Aaron HaKoyin ve'uracha besomach beliboy, Moshe Rabbeinu did not was mesarev to the Tzivi Hashem. Rabbeinu Shlom sent him that he should be the Novi, he should be the Goyal. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesarev. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu mesarev? Because he felt it's a pki in the covet of Aaron. Aaron was the older brother, he was officiating als Novi, he was the manik the whole time. Moshe was away in Midian. I mean, Aaron was the one, the Novi and the manik. And now all of a sudden he'll come back and push him away. He held that that's not Yosha. Therefore it was Mesarev. Because he held it's a pki in the covet of Aaron. And the Rebbein Shalom told him, Fakert, that was the Taina. So that's how the Mira Shivas Renovacha explains Pshat. The Taina to Moshe Rabbeinu was that you underestimated Aaron. Aaron will not in any way become Nivka that you were chosen to be the Novi. Fakerta v'ro'acha v'somach b'liboy. In Yalka that says b'liboy yosemi b'piv. That means he did not have enough words to express his simcha that you're becoming the Novi. He didn't have enough words to express the simcha. So Mamela, he underestimated Aaron. Okay, that was the taina to Moshe Rabbeinu. About Kaponim was a mirdike gadlus that Aaron v'roacha v'somach b'libay. So leiv shesomach b'gdulas ochiv is yul b'ashurim v'tumim alibay. So the drosha Saran explains that be'emesin in Klal Yisrael, there was Aaron and Moshe, and each one had their own function. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi. Aaron was the Oivet. He was the Amud Avoida of Klal Yisrael. And each one had their own function. Be'emesin, the Choshen, so the Drosh Saran explains, again, this is the Machlekes HaRishayim, that the Choshen Mishpat has no shaykhes at all with the Urim Betumim. The Choshen Mishpat was from the Big Day Kohune. If a Kohen Gadol won't wear a Choshen Mishpat, he's a Mechusa B'godim. The Urim V'Tumim was a double noisef that was put into the Choshen Mishpat, and that was L'Tzoyrech Nevuah. There was a Nevuah that came out to the Kohen Gadol, who was Roy Lishel in the Urim V'Tumim, so he was Zoyche to a Darge of Nevuah, which the Ran says perhaps was greater than Stamazia Nevuah, because it says Mishpat, other Nevuahs can always change. The Nevuahs Urim V'Tumim can never change. So, a Gvaldik Adalg of Nevuah. And that's Pshat the Medrash. The Medrash means that Leiv Shesomach B'Gdulas Ochiv, he was Soimeach, with that Moshe Rabbeinu was nivchal to such a gvaldik dalga of nevuah, he was also given a dalga of nevuah, that's Urim Betumim. But Urim Betumim has no shaykhis with big day kahune. Grad it worked with shemis that were put into the kiflei of the choshen, and Isis used to light up, but it had nothing to do with big day kahune. So, according to this shita, so it comes out that Urim V'Tumim Bechlal is nothing to do with Big Day Kohuna. And it says that there was no Urim V'Tumim by the Bayis Sheni. There was, Rafa Pikein, there was a Kohen Gadol. So according to this shita, actually this is the, God, if it's the Rambam shita also, but according to this shita, in fact, the Gvuras Ari, so why didn't the Gemara say before, my Benayu? Ikebenaya Urim V'Tumim. Our Gemara just learned out now that Urim V'Tumim is Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yochanan. So why did the Gemara say so? Forget that'll be an Afkamine. It's a double that's not Ma'akev L'Doiris. The Urim V'Tumim was not Ma'akev D'Avodas Kohen Gadol. Afal Pikein, Rabbi Amachloikis, was it Ma'akev for the Shiva Shemei Amaluim. That's the Gvuras Ari's Kasha. Rashmi brings down, but other Rishonim are Chaylik. Other Rishonim hold that the Urim V'Tumim was Ma'akev in Big Day Kohune. That means that Urim V'Tumim was also a Chaylik of the Big Day Kohune. That what the Gemara says, and the Gemara say later, that there's no Urim V'Tumim, the Bayis Sheni, doesn't mean that there weren't Urim V'Tumim. this function of Urim Betumim, that the Oisius were Meiris, were able to be Sheila Sidis, this function was non-existent by Bayashain, but they were Urim Betumim. Because if they wouldn't be Urim Betumim, we call them Mechusa Begodim. So the Gvura Sari wants to bring a raya to this Shita from our Gemara. That means, according to the Shita, Urim Betumim is always Ma'akib. So the Gemara can't say, Lamay Nafkamina Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim is Ma'akib Ladairis, but Shteitzer was Ma'akib Lashor. But according to the first Shita that holds that Urim Betumim was only, is not Ma'akib Ladairis, so then, yes, so why didn't the Gemara say this Nafkamina? Rav Misharshia Omar, a different limud that tells us that it's ma'akiv. Ushmartem es mishmeres Hashem ikuve. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Rashi says, Rav Misharshia Omar, v'parshis asiyosom, Nami ikuve ksiv, don't need a gzeirah shove. There in that parsha gufa, it says whatever says there's ma'akiv, ushmartem mishmeres mashmet tishmer kechol akosuv, leitzor gzeirah shove. And we have a third mahalach, abash yoma kechein tzuveisi ikuve. Tzuveisi is also by studies whatever was that what it says in the parshas of the siya of the shivish meimulim is also makib loshen of tzuveisi. Let us see Taisvis. Smiche ike binayim. So what did the Gemara want to say? The Gemara wanted to say that an avkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina will be if the smicha of the shivish meimulim was makib. Tamely, amai loikom al nami shirayim ma'akve ike benayu. Leman da oma kol akosuv behem ma'akev, ma'akve. So then lochere it should have been ma'akev. Tersiv, and how do we know that there were shviche shirayim the shivish meimilui? Tersiv, v'esadom yotzak, yisayram izbeyach. Ubachatos ksiv es kol adom tishpoich al yisaydem izbeach. So there was a shvicha shirayim. So laman do medove shemakov deiris ein ma'akev is loy ma'akvi. The one that's Isis from the kocho. The ribui. The makoyer that it's ma'akev. By the Shivish Meimeluim is because it says Kocha, Pasi Salah no Bon of Kocha, Kochi Kuvahu. So Bemison Taisvis will later ask another kasha from Haktoret should be Ma'akiv. The Taisvis Yishonim says, I'm more the Kevot over here. The Taisvis Yishonim says, I mean, what is the Makoyer? That kol akosuv b'miluim is ma'akev. So the makir is vasisa la'arin olavon of kocha. So l'chayre, our Gemara mentions all the inyonim which were la'arin olavonov. That means arin olavonov made smicha, they made snufa, there was prisha, there was ribui begodim, there was meshicha. This was the vasisa la'arna levon of kocha. The avoide, the shiva shimea miluim was Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoide. Moshe Rabbeinu is with a chalak lovon. That wasn't yet before Rashi and Avgimel Lamed Beis. That wasn't even considered an avoide. It was without big dekune. And that, you don't have a sugya whatsoever that's ma'akiv. Kol akosuv b'shiva shimea miluim is ma'akiv is the asiyas of Aaron Obonov, asiyas of Aaron Obonov, that which was done by Aaron Obonov, that's ma'akev. So memeila the shviche, smiche, Aaron Obonov made smiche. No, so memeila, they made tnufa, they by them there was ribi begodim. These are all in yonim which were done by Aaron Obonov, it's a shayla if it's ma'akev b'diyevet. But that what Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Kabonis Hayoim, that b'chlal you don't have a sugya whatsoever that says that's ma'akev. That's not ma'akev.
So what is pshat in Taisus Kasha? I mean, that's the head of Taisus Shonim. Seems to emphasize Taisus Shonim says it's on a different Kasha, which Taisus will ask later, but this is the head of Teres of the Taisus Shonim. Tamely, amai loikoma nami shirayim ma'ak ve'ike b'nai. L'bi yanav kemine, there was shviche shirayim of by the kolbonis and the shivishim ha'imiluim. So the shayl is if these shviche shirayim is ma'ak. Whatever it says in the Ibadi Shivishabalum is Ma'akiv, Ma'akvi. And how the way does it say that there was Shvicha Shirayim, the Sivas Adam Yotzak, you say them is Bayah. Bachatas Ksivas Kaladam Tishbech, you say them is Bayah. Laman the Omar Dovo Shay Ma'akiv Ladeiris ain't Ma'akiv. It's like Ma'akvi, Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. So why didn't the Gemara mention this nafkamina? Yesh loyma. The lekuli alme shirayim loyma akvi bahu. According to everyone, shirayim is not ma'akvi. Why? The filu dalid matonish shebechatos. A filu the four matonish shebechatos that you put on the dalid konish loyma akvi ela achas mem. Tersiv. Nosata al karm noisa mizbeach. In karm nasksi, we go boss the yesh aim le mikra, and the mikra is karm nas. No, yesh aim le, sorry, yesh aim, so what does Taisva say? So Taisva says, L'chayre, Taisus means to say as follows, that in the Matonis ala Mizbeach, the Posik zicha de zicha mitzvah to make Dalad Matonis. Afal Pikein, we have a limud of Karnas, that if Gimel Matonis were not made, it's also kosher b'dievet. It's also kosher. So Taisus seems to be saying, so if the matonis ala mizbeach, which this is the ika kapore, are not ma'akev, because they have a livud of karnas, so the shviche shirayim is zicha not ma'akev. Esis lochere taisvis is medame the shviche shirayim to the matonis ala mizbeach. It can't be better, it can't be more chomor than the matonis ala mizbeach. Parsach mir the svasemis wants to be ma'ore. I mean, what's the raya? This dalet matonis, and that is a limud of karnas, that the dalet kronis are not ma'akev. Then the shviche shirayim. Shviche shirayim is that's not, that's another chelik of the avodas hakovim. And that we have a kocha. I mean, that what we say it's ma'akim is not a svara. But we have a drosha kocha. Whatever it says in this parsha is kocha. So the kocha does not apply by karnois because there's a ksiv of karnas. So it doesn't apply. But and that what it says, v'sadom yotzak or yosaydam izbeach, as koladom tishbech or yosaydam izbeach, and that we have a kocha, so could be this is ma'akev. V'afilu mandiyoma yesh aim lemikra. So Taisu says, so this is only a good teretz, that if you hold yesh aim lemseiris, so you look at the Messiris, and the Messiris is Karnas. So Melis, you see, they don't need all Talid Kronis. So Melis, the Taisus holds, who are then Shvichas Shirayim? Afilu l'man de yoma yesh'em l'mikre. Afilu according to man de yoma, that holds yesh'em l'mikre, Shirayim loy ma'akribo. Shirayim anat ma'akib, medachsiv bechatos, beskol hadom tishpoich. Like Siva Shafachta call Hadoma Yusaida Mizbeh, Kidersu Betrilas Hamatonis, Benosato Al Karnois.
אם כן, נתקן הכוסוב בסון שיורי מצווה לא אמר שאין מעק. So Taisa says as follows, that from the Shini Yaloshin, that means since by Afilu we hold Yesh Eim LaMikra. So if you hold Yesh Eim LaMikra, so the Mikra is Kalnois, so you take the Dalet Konis HaMa'akev. So Afalpikin Taisa says, but the Konis HaMa'akev, because there's a Loshen Tzivui, the Nosato Al Kalnois. But here it says, if we would say, Vishafachta Al Yisayda, Al Kol Adama Yisayda Mizbeach, the same Loshen of a Tzivui, so then we would say, so the kocha is going on this also, so it's ma'akev. But since the Torah was mishana the loshen, the Torah was a loshen tishpoich, so this tishpoich seems, it is not a loshen tzivui, this is a loshen, what should be done, but it seems it's not a loshen tzivui, so from the shinoi a loshen, that the Torah did not say a loshen tzivui, that alone is a hechach, that it is not ma'akid. But Hochi, so Taisa says, maybe you'll say I'm saying an egg in the drosha. So Taisa says, no, the Gemara makes a similar drosha. V'hochi minu peik ezer mekoimon, tabi par koyen Mashiach, beskol hadam yishpoich, al yisoyda mizbeach. So the Gemara says, nitkoi hakosu vaso shiyore mitzvah. From the Loshen Yishpoich, I see that it's not ma'akev. Upeirish Rashi, what's pshat Yishpoich? Midishine bechilek loshainai. The betchiles matonis ksiv Loshen Tzivui, vihizo, vinosan, pocho kosav Yishpoich, bulei kosav bishofach. So Memele, so we see by a different Kolben, by Par Koyin Mashiach, that there the Shvicha Shiraim is not Ma'akiv, because of the Shinya Loshen of Yishpoich. So here also, the Shvicha Shiraim Meluyim, it's not Ma'akiv, because also it says V'tishpoich. V'afilu Leman de Polikosom, Zuktachtaisis, it's a debatable Shaila. There is a man, the Omar, there, that says that the Shvicha Shiraim by Par Koyim Mashiach is Ma'akev. It is like the Shiraim Apnimi Me'akev. That it is Ma'akev. So Taisa says, it's with a different cheshbon. Hainu midechsiv, b'emesin tishpoich is a rayetak, it's not Ma'akev. But over there, it says, b'yema kipurim v'kilo mikaper, Vidoshine mine im kilo kiper. If he did everything, then it's mechaper. Im le kilo le kiper. Vigomri pnimiyim meadodim osam beperik beshama. We learn all the chatis apnimiyim one from the other. Par koina mashiach from the par of yemakipurim. So there is a special halacha that the shvicha shiraim is ma'akev. Masha ain't kain. And therefore we don't darshan this v'yishpoich, when menatiket, we make it shiyori mitzvah. But without the special limud of the kilo mikaper and hukshu, kolporim apnimiyim la'dodi, without this, I would darshan the v'yishpoich. The v'yishpoich is mashme that it is not ma'akev. Avu v'shirai machitzoi nimleke man de pol. So what does Taisva say? So let's just review what Taisva said over here. Taisva says, Takasha, why didn't the Gemara say there'll be a nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina if Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akev? So Taisva says, there's no nafkamina. Because Shvicha Shiraim is not Ma'akev. Either it is not more chomer than the Dalet Kronis, which are not Ma'akev, according to Aman the Yoma, or from the Loshen Yishpoich, I see it is not Ma'akev. So according to everyone, it wasn't Ma'akev. Miu, b'Yerushalmi koma, the Yerushalmi says, nitazoi, smiche u'shiyore adam she'ein Ma'akev l'deires, ein Ma'akev eskant. The Yerushalmi seems to say that according to Rab Chanina, it's that a dovo, she'ein Ma'akev l'deires, ein Ma'akev kam. So smiche in shvicha shirayim will not be ma'akev. It means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that kol ha'kosev ka ma'akev, it will be ma'akev. So after this whole shtick fair in Yerushalmi vice is nitazoy. Unless it's a machlekes, it would seem it's a machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi, because Bavli did not mention this nafkamin of Shvicha Shirai. Avotaymoli, lema aktores imurim versiv balhu en yona. Why didn't the Gemara say another nafkamin if aktores amurim is ma'akev? Ve'eino ma'akev l'deirisika binayu. Yesh loymer, the lekula omer loyma akvis. So Taisa says the same cheshbin, that aktores emurim is, according to everyone, not ma'akiv by the shivishim emiluim. The ho da eino ma'akivim ledeiris. How do you know it's not ma'akiv ledeiris? Haini mishum dechsiv, bo hoyo hachoze la'arein ulebonot. Toshinim bereish perik tomid nishrat, yochel nitmu emurim, Aishi Ovdu, Loyu Kehanim Zakoim Bechazei Veshoik. The Gemara declares a Shaila, there's a Klau Kehanim Oichlim Baila Miskatrim. So the Gemara declares a Shaila, what will be the din if Nitmu Emurim? Like this, the Haktores Emurim is Matad Achilles Abosso. What will be the din if Nitmu Emurim? Nevdu Emurim. Yochel Nitmu Emurim. Aishi Ovdu. Loyu kahanim zakoim bechazei b'shoik tamu loyme b'hoya choso la'arin ulevonov mikol mokim. So there's a psadrosh from b'hoya that in all matzovim afilu there's no emurim to be makter. It's also b'hoya choso la'arin ulevonov. So we darshan mikol mokim. So it seems this drosh b'hoya choso la'arin ulevonov is a ribui that a fellow without a ktore, it's also l'arim l'bonim. So we see that ktore is not ma'akev. So Taisva says, v'gabi, so that's the makor, that a ktore is not ma'akev, b'chol ha'tere kula. V'gabi miluim namiksi v'gabi chozo, v'ho yo l'arim l'bonim. So v'nidroi, so Taisva will make the same droshe that the Gemara said in Psochim, Ehosam, boy, Yilar Melvonov, Mikol Mokim, I feel that there's no Aktore, it is also, Vahoy Yilar Melvonov, so we see that in the Shivishim Emeluim, the Aktore was also not Ma'akiv. Iskish Meshicha Leribui, the Gemara asked Akashe, how do I know that lechatchile one should make meshiche shivas yomim by the new kain godel? So the most we learn from the pasuk v'kipa kamashayim shar b'diyeved. You don't need meshiche shivas yomim. How do you know lechatchile you do need? So the second tarot of the Gemara was iskesh meshiche leribui. It says a big day akedish shalayin yulabon avachav lamosh raben. So a makish meshiche leribui. And we know it should be shomim yilboshem akoyim. Taimali, lishnu yekame, de mishani de itzterech kro, le miyuto, the less lay high svor, de ishkes meshicha le riboy. The first teret says, how do you know lechatchila you need meshicha zayin yomim? So the Gemara said, because that goof of the Torah is telling us that one day is sufficient, so vice tachayis, that l'chadchili needs 7 days, now 1 day is sufficient. So, fektach taisis, ahadilam sham de bereise, heichem beforshe bereise, diktoni, the bereise starts off as follows, ein li elo shenimshach zayin, how do you know if elo nimshach yemecha, talmud loimam, Talmud Loim, it says, v'chipa sheyimshach. So, v'ayis tachoyis, the baraisa started off with a yediyah that you do need Zion, and then, and how do you know, but the evidence is good. So, I bring this posik. So, v'ayis tachoyis, without this posik, I know Zion, and I would think Zion is ma'akev. So, it says, this posik to tell me that, no, Zion is not ma'akev. V'ayitach tachoyis, v'svokol kamed loim ma'isik chode sheyimshach oisoy, lo yadinin meshicha zayin afilu chatchila. That b'chai don't know that it's a din of meshicha zayin afilu lechatchila. So how does the baraisa work? For the baraisa, it seems
that without this pasuk I would say it's ma'akir. And according to the first lashon, without this pasuk you don't need it at all.
Yeshloimel misvore havekaimolam meshicha zayin. Misvore, I would figure out that you need meshicha zayin. Midashkan hosam meshicha veribui. I see that there was Meshicha v'ribi. V'goli v'echad minay yeshiva. And by the ribui v'godim, we know there were 7 days of ribui v'godim. So misvara, I would say, hu adin be'idach. V'yilmat sosim min ha'mefeirish. So mele, I would say that you need Meshicha zayin without any new pasuk, because it's misvara, I learn out Meshicha from ribui. Avol boser de mi, fine, that's misvara. So lechayre, so now, so let's go back to, so what's pshat in Agama? Agama says, mehechitaisi de lechatchila yinid zayin. What's katatach behechitaisi fakert? Misvara nulmat sos minam afeirish. So Taisi says, no, avol boser de miyit kro, if I have a miyit, that meshiche, yoyim echad is enough, mi boy le lashas meshicha shiva lechatchila minolon. Eima ribi de kosa bed ya ave shiva lechatchila. Avo meshicha neima kivin de imit, imit legamri meshiva. That means like this. That without a posik whatsoever, I would say that you need meshicha shiva. Dum ye de ribi begodim that you need shiva. But after I have a shayim shach that tells us that one Meshicha is sufficient, so now I would think already that this Bechlau no inyan of Meshicha Shiva. Nei mekivin de imit legamri Meshiva, nei boi Meshicha ala pamachas. You don't say nil matzos min afarish. O Meshani mide itzterich kro limutai. Since you need a miut, so why do you need a miut? Al mesvaruhu lahashvis Meshicha l'ribi, you do need a miut. So vaystoys, without a miyut, you would be medama meshicha. Vim kain, so now that's pshat the gemara. Afal gav the imit, tavayu miyiku, mikomo mitzvah boi kozaim. That's what the gemara wants to say. Even though I have a miyut, that one day is sufficient, even though I have a miyut, that one day is sufficient, aba al koponim, that does not take away from the svara chitzoyne. That means the svara chitzoyne is that, Svarach Yitzayin is it should be 7 days, so the Midas just telling me that, but the Yevet, one day is sufficient. Let us see the last Taisvus Yishonim and the Omid. Misrabe Shiva v'nimshach yom echad. The Gemara says like this, Lachatchila you need Ribui Begodim Shiva and Meshicha Shiva. That's what you need, Lachatchila. Now we have a Droshe, that you don't need shiva, a filo yom echad is also good. Aber kaponim vaistach ois, that you need a kaponim both, not 7 days, but you need ribui begodim and meshiche. Zuktach taisves, the rosh of taisves is not too clear, but in taisves of rosh it's a little clear. Benisrabe lechud loisagi. It would seem from our Gemara that our Gemara is only saying that if you learn the Pasuk Elach, you need Nisrabe Shiva Meshicha Shiva. So now it says, Ashayim Shach Vashemile Yeshiodo. So we learn that you don't need Shiva, but you need both Al-Koponim. That's for sure. In order for a Kohen Gadol to become a Kohen Gadol, you need both. Nisrabe Shiva Meshicha Shiva, Nisrabe Luchud, Vaistois, without any Meshicha whatsoever, is Loisagi. That's what it would seem. Saba luchud mashme de loisagi. The peg basra de hoiris, yalef miru begodim mikro. There the Gemara learns out that there's a kohen gadol without meshicha b'shem and ha-mishcha gansen. There's a special posuk that you could be considered a kohen gadol without meshicha and gansen. Not like our Gemara. And miru begodim is also good. V'loi hiskir kan, elamash etzorich, that's as Eidachsma Vaisis from Siach Yitzchak. That means, our Gemara just said that,
Mikra din, you don't even need Mashiach. That is a pasuk. That we don't learn this out from our psukim. Our Gemara is only handling in one thing, in the din shivas yomim, that the pasuk says there's an inyan of ribui begodim shivas yomim. There's an inyan of Mashiach shivas yomim. So in these inyanim, our Gemara says, you know, you don't need shivas yomim. You don't. Afilu yemeched is also good. But the ikar adova, the Gemara says in Hayri is that you don't even need, that one can become a Kohen Gadol afilu without any Mashiach whatsoever. Agamar isn't Isaac in this Indian. Agamar is just going, the din shiva shaboy, that's we don't need shiva. Now, Taisus brings another right that it is so, the Amrina Pekam, the Megillah, ain't been Kohen Mashiach lamruva, begodim lapar, abo, kol mitzvahs, abo, kaponim lagabi, all other inyonim, a Kohen Gadol that would become a Kohen Gadol, the Ribi Begodim is a din of Kohen Gadol for all functions of a Kohen Gadol. So you see klar that you don't need even any Mashiach whatsoever in order to make him a Kohen Gadol.